Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right. If you can believe it, it's another episode of Your Daily Scrum. We're back, and we got a great idea to start teeing up all-around sprint reviews. But before we get to that, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Check out the description. Description tells you all about Todd and I, our classes, our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. Leave your questions and comments below. Your questions and comments drive future videos. If you're getting value out of these videos, consider hitting that thank you button. That thank you button keeps Todd caffeinated. And a caffeinated Todd means we do more videos.
Need to be caffeinated a little today, maybe.
All right. So, Todd, we have a great topic. It's one that I know you like. Where are all of the sprint review formats? Mm-hmm. Right? Let me give you a little context to this question, right? So this is something Todd and I talk about quite a bit. It's something Todd's been passionate about on a lot of different podcasts and shows. What we mean by this is, look, if you go online and you search retrospective formats, there's a new one every day. There's actually people posting them all over. Hey, I have the Harry Potter retro. I have the Star Wars retro. So they're basically dressing up the what went well, what didn't, what do we need to change? And there's sailboat, and there's soups, and there's circles, and there's trees, and there's race cars, and there's pirate ships, and there's all sorts of formats for the retrospective. But Todd, where are all of these sprint review formats?
I don't know. It's interesting because all these formats that they have that are out there for sprint retrospectives could be off or not because you did not create transparency around your product in the sprint review.
Yeah.
How many times do we hear, well, our stakeholders don't show up? Our sprint review's 30 minutes. Or like nobody really talks or nobody take notes or nothing's really happening in our sprint review. It's a PowerPoint presentation, right? Sure. Some people watching this are probably thinking, yeah, that's what we do. But you were woefully missing out on an opportunity to make inspection on your current state of your product and the increment that was just delivered in the sprint and the future state of your product and having conversations about how to adapt your product backlog accordingly. And if you don't get this right, how can you possibly improve your process? Right.
Yeah. I mean, formats are tricky, right? At a super high level, things that we like to talk about, what's the active product goal, right? Mm-hmm. What was the sprint goal that we tried to achieve that builds towards that product goal? Were we successful? Yes or no? What was the value delivered? Maybe we would show some EBM metrics. What's feedback on the current increment from users and customers and stakeholders? How's the market doing? Are sales up? Are sales down? Are layoffs happening? Are we in a recession? Do we expect we need to change direction? All sorts of market-based stuff going on. Are there unrealized opportunities, unrealized value out there that we should be thinking about? How did the last feature go? Are people using it? Do we have those metrics? So basically a lot of EBM stuff, right? And maybe then, like, just general feedback. What was tricky about this sprint? Is there a funding opportunity for a new build server? Because that would speed us up. And are we waiting for decisions? And how do we all those things? Right. These are all great questions and topics. And I think coming up with a path towards, you know, getting formats that enhance those, really important, highly contextual based off the product you're building in your organization. But I think what we can't do is just say, hey, it's a quick demo and everyone claps and then we go about our day. Right. Because then we don't get the right people in the room and it's not an intentional thing. We don't have our stakeholders. We don't have our feedback. We're not aligned to customer. And it all falls apart because we failed to plan for this really important event appropriately.
Yeah, I mean, you said all the things. I've seen people get fired for this event being woefully misunderstood. So I think that people are like, well, where's a template for it? That's, I think, the thing with this is that there isn't a template. Everyone could be different. The people that are in the room can and should change. So I think that this is something that we really need to work on. This is something that as a Scrum community, that is a point of attack for us to learn how to get right and move away from it being a demo. I hear a lot of organizations trying to operate at scale that have their sprints ending in the same cadence. They're like, well, we can't afford the time for that. You don't need to have your sprints ending in the same cadence. You need this event to really happen and work. So I'm hoping that we can put some more stuff out that will help give some ideas on how we can structure the sprint review a little bit more, and maybe we'll start to see some creative formats popping up.
Well, and we would love to see those in the comments. So if you've got a format, you got a link, you got a blog post, you have your own ideas, throw them in the comments. We'd love to highlight those on future shows. Look, this is important, everybody. If we're not getting this, the type of information I discussed earlier in our review, and if we're not updating our product backlog, what we're really doing is performance art. We're basically using Scrum to do waterfall projects. If we're not adapting our product backlog, it means we're planning everything up front. We're not using feedback to guide our products. And so we may as well throw it all away and go back to the traditional, right? This is damaging if this is not done well. So let's get this right. We're going to help with that with future videos, but we want to tee up this conversation. Leave us your thoughts below, your formats, your ideas, where you've seen this go well, you've seen it go badly, what's something that you may have needed to change. Uh-oh, was that a format? Yikes. And we'll see what you all come up with. Todd, I think it's end screen time.
It is.
Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss a video. Hit that bell so you get the alerts. Check out our socials. We've been pretty active lately. Some videos are going to pop up. It is one of them is our framework course. Take that course free on YouTube. Go get certified and win. The other one is our EBM class that Todd and Will Seeley put together. Check that out too. It's really awesome. There's some merch. Get a hoodie, get a coffee mug, keep all that stuff flowing. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, do some great Scrum things, figure out some good review formats, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you.
Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!